to try to avoid being shoved in advance into the front lines by the tens of thousands. But don't worry. They're actually talking about preserving the biological material from our military. They've started offering to freeze the spermatozoa of men serving in the military for free. See what I mean by being like a little bit skeptical? A little bit like, don't be naive. Like, just don't think for a single second that these people actually care about Ukrainians even a little bit, like even tangentially, like nothing. They are exterminating them. They're exterminating them. They're beating them up. They're sending out 100,000 commissars, take over churches, beat the people, kidnap young men to send them to the front lines. And then they're saying, oh, but we'll freeze your sperm. So when you inevitably die on the Russian front lines, I guess your widow can have a kid when she's done whoring herself out in Berlin to survive. I mean, this is the world we live in. This is the world they're creating. This is the absurdity this death cult is engaged in. Now let's talk about Israel. Let's talk about Israel, because there's one more big story that I want to get to that has to do with this organization trying to destroy Elon Musk and working with the United States government. Forgot to get to that. But let's focus on Israel for now, because why not, right? Ex-Israeli government official, now head of Meta Israel policy, pushing censorship on social media platforms. The Intercept recently obtained internal documents revealing a former senior Israeli military official, government official, is currently overseeing Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta's Israel policies. Jordana Cutler, Meta's Israel and Jewish diaspora policy chief, quote, personally pushed for the censorship of Instagram accounts belonging to Students for Justice in Palestine, according to the outlet. Meta's internal policy discussions show Cutler flagged the group's post several times in what, quote, screams bias, a policy advisor said who consults Meta. And we actually have videos. I didn't even pull this video in. We'll go to some others. But there is a video of this woman talking about, you know, her standard for hate speech. And she literally says that she will flag as hate speech and take down and, you know, censor any speech that makes Jews uncomfortable, whatever that means. Telling the truth about Israel, I guess, is what that means. Cutler previously worked at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., as well as served as an advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So you now have a longtime senior Israeli governmental official and Netanyahu Likud advisor Jordana Cutler as the chief of Facebook's U.S. censorship unit on Israel and Palestine. From Wall Street Journal, Israel's once fringe movement to reoccupies Gaza gains momentum. Populating the Gaza Strip with Jewish settlers and soldiers would boost security, supporters say, but it still faces opposition from most Israelis. Yeah, this was the point the entire time. We've told you from the very beginning, nothing to do with Hamas, nothing to do with October 7th. That was just the excuse they needed. The whole point is to take over Gaza, expel the people, send them to Europe so they can, you know, cause trouble here. And, you know, eventually what's happening in Gaza will happen in Europe. They got to get through the Middle East first, create the Greater Israel Project, sucker America into being the bait that Iran will bomb and the propaganda will start. We'll go to war with them and on their behalf till they can kill or expel all the people living in their indigenous land. And then I guess they'll come after them in Europe and we'll be next. This is always the plan. It's not, I mean, they're just admitting it now, and they're admitting it more and more, and they have throughout. This is the point. This is what they're doing. How they're doing it, however, should probably concern you. From uncaptured.media, U.S. authorizes CIA mercenaries to run biometric concentration camps in Gaza Strip. Let me read that headline for you again. U.S. authorizes CIA mercenaries to run biometric concentration camps in Gaza Strip. A private intelligence corporation billed as the Uber for war zones is preparing to create what Israel hopes will be a model for supplanting Hamas rule in Gaza. The Biden administration has approved the deployment of 1,000 CIA-trained private mercenaries as part of a joint U.S.-Israeli plan to turn Gaza's apocalyptic rubblescape into a high-tech dystopia. Starting with Al-Atatra, a village in the northwestern Gaza Strip, the plan calls to build what Israeli Daily Yonet calls humanitarian bubbles, turning the remains of villages and neighborhoods into tiny concentration camps cut off from their environs and surrounded and controlled by mercenaries. And that benefits America, of course, right? The reason we're involved in that is because it's probably in America's best interest to create biometric dystopian concentration camps in Gaza. This is the most frustrating part about everything that Israel's doing is they could do none of it without us. It's all us. It's all America. It's our strength. It's our military. It's our intelligence. It's all us. We aren't benefiting from it at all. We're only getting the backlash. We're only suffering from it. It's only costing us huge amounts of money and manpower. 1,000 CIA-trained mercenaries. Do you have any idea what that represents in terms of money alone, let alone time and resources and what they could be doing and what would benefit America? Even slightly, but no, it's all for Israel. All of our strength, all of our power, all of our influence, it's all just sacrificed on the altar of Israel. It's just ridiculous. And then we actually go over there in this absurd charade to demand that there's a ceasefire and that we reject the general plan. Netanyahu demurred when Blinken asked him to publicly reject the general's plan. Yeah, we're going over there. We're telling them to reject this concept of taking over northern Gaza, but we are simultaneously giving them 1,000 CIA-trained CIA mercenaries to do exactly that. So this is all just fraud. It's all just fraudulent bullcrap, bull nonsense. It's all nonsense. Speaking of possibly the most nonsensical thing out of all of it, and it doesn't even matter because they're just going to bomb it anyway, Hezbollah hides millions in cash and gold under Beirut hospital, says Reuters. According to Israel, this Reuters article saying Hezbollah has stashed hundreds of millions of dollars in cash and gold in a bunker built under the hospital in Beirut, Israel's military said on Monday, lying blatantly in a ridiculous claim that isn't even remotely true. We know this because in response, the Lebanese invited in anybody who wanted to investigate. They said, come check out the hospital. We'll give you full access anywhere you want to go. This is a lie. We're telling you it's a lie. It doesn't matter. It's a lie. Israelis do this. They lie with impunity, act on those lies, and never get held to account for it. So they're lying about this. There's no uncertain terms. This is a blatant lie. They're going to bomb the hospital anyway because it's just a lie. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's never gold. There's not a Hezbollah bunker. It doesn't exist. Never did. It doesn't matter. They're going to bomb it anyway. Let's go to clip number 14 here.
Well, we're on level minus two in the Al-Sahel hospital. The area just behind me is where medical waste is stored. Even that was opened up for us to have a look. The morgue was opened up. All of the drawers were opened to show us there was nothing inside. Doctors have been opening piles of surgical scrubs, boxes of equipment, very, very keen to show us everything there is to see and to prove that there is nothing here. Well, I'm just coming now from the basement on minus two up to minus one. We've been brought around the hospital by doctors. We've also been allowed to move around on our own. Doors have been opened for us in every area, cupboards. We've been allowed to see what there is to see. Now, the hospital staff are adamant that there is no hidden bunker here containing millions of dollars of cash or gold, as the Israelis have claimed. They say this is just a hospital where patients were being treated last night and where they had to be evacuated from the emergency area at great speed because doctors were worried for the lives of the patients and also worried for the staff.
Like I said, doesn't matter. It was never meant to be believed. It's just meant to provide cover. Let's end the show with clip number 19 here. It's an Israeli spy on Piers Morgan threatening American and Western politicians with destruction should they oppose Israel's genocidal campaign against all of its neighbors. Let's watch.
Iranian nuclear program is going to be destroyed. And anyone who gets in the way, it doesn't matter where they are, even if they are politicians in the West, they are going to fall because we cannot afford.
Hold on. Did you hear what he just said? He threatened politicians in the West that if they don't agree with Israel's war against Iran, that they're going to fall. And remember, he's an Israeli agent. Are you saying Israel will murder politicians in the West or get rid of them politically through bribery or whatever else? What do you mean the politicians in the West will fall if they don't agree that to back Israel's war against Iran?
Yeah, we will not vote for them anymore.
We will not vote for them anymore, says the Israeli.
Well, you don't vote for them now. You're not in our country. What do you mean the politicians?
He just smiles.
We live in democracy.
We have the right
to bring them up and to bring them down. Those who agree with Ayatollah, we don't want them.
Let's just stop supporting Israel completely and just, you know, let fate take its course. This is ridiculous.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjoshua.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.